You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I'm very anxious to talk to a young lady named Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
I got to tell you, I was really intrigued by your story, which is why we wanted to put you on the show with us. Anytime
you're intrigued. I'm frustrated by my story.
Well, I know you are. You know, anytime I hear from somebody who says, I'm not sure if I'm engaged or not, I'm like, okay, that's got to be a good story. So This has to do with you and your boyfriend. You say you've been together for like 4 years. What's the deal?
Yeah, we've been together a little over 4 years, and we had all these conversations in the past about possibly getting married. Because, you know, like, that's around the time where you get engaged. And so he's not a very, like, assertive guy. So I figured it was Valentine's Day weekend, and we're going to get together with a bunch of friends. So we were there with, like, two other couples. And I decided to just Monica Geller it. And I decided I was going to be the one to propose so we could sort of get things moving, you know?
So you proposed to him in front of all your friends?
I would just like to point out that she pulled a Friends reference. So thank you. I love you. Continue.
Did you get down on one knee?
Yes.
She Monica Gellert it.
Exactly. I went all out. And I even had this like silly little ring that I like found. It was sort of an inside joke between us. But it went really well. Like everyone was so excited. Like he said yes. And we like had a big hug and we drank champagne all night. And everything was perfect right up until our friend left.
Okay.
And then things got really strange. Like, he was mad at me. He was angry. He kept saying, like I emasculated him. Like, he must have said that word 10 times. He was really angry. And I still don't understand why, because we've had these conversations before about how we're going to get married. And I thought it would be fine, but this happened on Saturday, and he's given me the silent treatment ever since. We live in the same house, and we're practically roommates right now, and things were great right up until, you know, my friends left.
Yeah,
and all
yeah.
of a sudden, he's so mad, and I don't understand why, really. I mean, it's just...
So let me ask you. You said you guys have been talking about getting married, but during any one of those conversations, did you ever discuss you actually proposing to him?
No way.
No. That was not discussed.
So this was a total surprise.
I said be better as a surprise.
Right. So just like every girl would want.
So he was stunned in front of all of his friends, and probably he was just being a good sport, I would guess.
You can't say no.
Yeah, you're in front of all those people. You live with a woman. He can't say no. That would have ruined everything.
Right. Is he wearing the ring?
No, he has not been wearing the ring. I wouldn't really expect him to wear the ring. It was just sort of like a silly little joke, but the proposal was real.
Yeah.
And I gave a very like sincere proposal speech like you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And it was very emotional, and it was like a fun moment, and he was completely angry, and I guess I read it wrong, but we'd had so many conversations about getting engaged.
Well, so, you know, usually for a young woman, when she gets engaged, the next thing you know, she's all over Facebook with, you know, with the pictures. Mm-hmm. And you can't do any of that right now because you don't even know what your damn status is, right?
Exactly.
It's like, complicated.
I would love to be able to tell, like, my whole family and just shout it to the rooftop, like, hey, we're finally engaged. We're getting married. But now I don't know if I can do it.
But you might be single right now.
Yeah. So, you know, the reason we reached out, because in your original Facebook message to us, you had two questions. You said, was it wrong for me to do this, like to do the proposal, to steal his thunder? And secondly, you asked, is it really emasculating? And since that's the word that he keeps using, we'll use it too.
Yeah.
And what if we asked our listeners if it's emasculating for a woman to propose to the guy? And if he is maybe right to be upset because you embarrassed him in front of his friends?
I guess. I just feel like it's 2016. Like, how are we still fighting over this whole emasculating thing? Like, I would love to hear what other listeners think about this situation.
All right. And I guarantee you they will call and sound off right now. So we might call you back in a few minutes to give you the final verdict from our listeners, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Jenny, you're wonderful. Listen, thanks for being on the show with us. And so there you have it. Her questions are, was it wrong for a woman to propose to a man, especially in front of friends? And is it truly emasculating for the guy? Philip. Good morning, Philip.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
What do you think about this story?
Well, you know, I actually got engaged this past summer, and I would have been a little bit offended if my fiance had tried to propose to me. I would have loved to have done it sooner, but I mean, the reality is diamonds are expensive, engagement rings are expensive, and Denver's not exactly a cheap place to live anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe the guy's trying to get a ring and just hasn't built up the cash to do it yet. And I realized, yes, you could do something kind of informal and ask her without a ring or with kind of a symbolic ring that wasn't the actual engagement ring.
So you're saying what,
like what she did.
You're saying what she did, you wouldn't have been on board with that.
No, not really. I mean,
it does sound like he was dragging his feet a little bit, though. This doesn't sound like a money issue.
I mean, they've been together 4 years, so I understand that. Maybe he is dragging his feet a little bit too much.
Yeah, it could have been another 4 years.
They've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound like they've been talking about it. I mean, me and my fiance had talked about it well ahead of time, and I mean, he thought a ring was coming back around the holidays last year, and it didn't come till this summer, so.
Yeah. Listen, we got to run and take some other calls. Congratulations to you, and thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, way to go. I don't know if I would. He used the word offended. I don't think that's appropriate here. There's no way you should be offended if
a little caught
asks
off
you
guard.
To spend your life with
he
them.
He was totally bumming.
I think the important factor that we need to focus a little more on is the fact that she did it in front of their close friends.
Look, to me, that's the determining factor.
That's a no-no.
I mean, at least it wasn't the Jumbotron.
Here's Jana. Hello, Jana.
Good morning.
What do you think? Do you like this idea?
I actually proposed to my husband, so I don't have a problem with it. We had been dating, and he had proposed, and I said no. And when we got back together, he said, it's your turn. But I had done it. I actually appreciated it. But I had done it in private.
Right. And he probably knew it was coming, too.
He did know it was coming, but I did the whole thing. I mean, it's his wedding band that he wears now. But then we were able to tell everybody we were engaged. It wasn't in front of everybody.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like you have good communication skills.
Yeah. What broke you two crazy kids up in the first place?
Somebody else proposed and I said yes to somebody else.
Wait, what?
Hold.
Were you dating them both at the same time?
On.
No. I was dating my current husband and an ex came back and said, I can't believe I've lost you. And
Oh my God, that is such a rom-com. I love it.
We are staying on this conversation for
husband.
A second. Yeah. So you said yes to this other guy?
To the other guy.
Well, why didn't you marry him?
He was really selfish. I broke up with him for a reason the first time.
How long did it last when you got back together with him?
Not long.
Like
months.
Like a few months, 6 months?
I've been married 22 years now.
Oh, so it was a while
like
24
ago. Years ago.
So you didn't end up marrying the ex.
I didn't know.
You just stayed engaged.
I gotta say as a guy, your husband is a bigger man than I am because I don't think I would have taken
No,
you back.
I would have bounced.
No joke.
Totally bounced.
I just don't think I would have.
Was there
unless you're really smoking hot.
Was there a little factor that like your husband now that like he hadn't proposed? Is that a little bit why you said yes to guy number two?
Actually, they proposed within 24 hours of each other.
Oh, for God's sake.
You are having your cake and eating it?
Decisions.
Wow.
How are the rings? Let's talk rings. Let's talk carrots.
Did you sleep with each one of them, too, just to make that decision, too?
At different times.
Yeah. It's the same time.
Oh, Jana, you are such a good sport. Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is why we do these conversations, people, is to get these stories.
It's a big world out there, isn't
right.
it?
Wow.
I wonder where the fiance that she's not with is right now.
Who cares?
I care.
Here's Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hi, good morning.
So let's get back to Jenny's story. What do you think about her proposing?
You know what? I think it's very progressive, and I think that's a great thing. I just think that two people need to be on the same page, especially when it's a public proposal or in front of other people.
Yeah, now this is tricky because I've always gone on record as saying no man should ever ask that. It's like an attorney in court. You don't ask a question that you don't already know the answer to, and that's really true when it comes to proposals. In her situation, it's tricky because they had talked about it. but she had never floated the idea about proposing to him.
Right. It's kind of like she put him on the spot, like she knew that he had to say yes in right. this situation. Kind of sneaky. On
manipulative,
her part.
Is that what you're saying?
Look, there was a huge power move in this that I hate to say because I like my lady friends, but mm-hmm. that was a power move.
Well, Tyler.
Yeah, and that's such a big moment for anybody's life, for yeah. a guy's life, and it's a big step to take, and it means a lot. So,
well,
so
I appreciate it's you calling, man. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Thank you very much. Who's next? I think it's Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So what's the word?
I am in agreement with her. I actually proposed to my husband. And we kind of had talked about it, but nothing ever happened. We were together for almost 6 years at the time, living together, had a son. And I actually sent him flowers at work to propose to him. So he was in front of all of his coworkers when he got these flowers. So, and he even told, you know, and of course he said yes.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got to cut you off. So how did the flowers propose? I mean, was there a card with them? Did the person delivering the flowers ask?
Yeah, there was a card with it.
Telegram singing?
There was a card with it. And on the inside, it said, "Will you marry me?" And so that's how I sent it to him. Hmm. And he even told me later that we would probably still be dating if I hadn't proposed to him.
14 years later? Right.
14 years later, yes.
Oh, good for you. Listen, thanks for calling the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You as well.
Hope she signed the name. What if you thought the flowers were from someone else?
I know. Here's Preston. Good morning, Preston.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for your patience. So what do you think about all of this?
Hey, you know, it's kind of ironic. I think that maybe women should stop maybe proposing to guys. You know, guys are the ones that really should do the proposals. But, definitely my wife asked me what I wanted to get her for Christmas, and she said a diamond ring, and it was kind of like right in front of a needless to say, we were in front of a store when we were looking at that, and that's kind of how she said to me that she really wanted to get married. You know, eventually after I did get the ring, I kind of went down to the knee and tried to do the proposal thing, and it was kind of like, why are you doing this? Because I already said yes.
Well, you were still trying to be romantic.
Oh, I love that she did it in front of the jewelry
She's
store.
She's like, let's go in right now. Yeah.
Turn right.
Exactly. What do you want for Christmas? And she says, I want a ring.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of a cute story to have, you know? You just stopped at the mall and proposed.
Yeah. So how's your wife now, Preston?
Divorced.
Oh, boy. Probably should have put a little more thought into that.
I went down to the courthouse thinking I was doing a special delivery, and next thing I knew, my mom and dad, and I was getting married the first time. I'm like, what just happened now?
Yeah. I thought maybe you guys were walking by like a lawyer, you know, and she's like, while we're here.
Preston, you're a good sport, too. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Bye, buddy. Well. Wow. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
We'll make time. Here's Trish. Hello, Trish.
Hello.
All right. So it seems to be pretty split here. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm a bit traditional. I think the guy should propose. And I also think it was not right to do it in front of all of his friends. It should have been more of a private thing.
A little sneaky.
Yeah.
It should be private anyway. No matter if the woman's do it or the guys do it, keep it private.
That's how I feel about
special
it.
Special moment.
Well, all right, listen, I appreciate your call. You stay traditional because there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh, Trish. I will.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for being on the show. Yeah, let's get Jenny back on the line and chat with her about this. And while we're calling her up, we'll check traffic brought to you by Bell Home Solutions.
Okay, in the heart of the rush hour right now, thankfully no big accidents to cause you any big slowdowns here in the metro area. Traffic brought to you by Westera Credit Union. You are seeing slow pockets though, C470 both directions, Santa Fe through to University, eastbound, westbound between 285 and Morrison Road. There is an accident in Highlands Ranch. Watch for this. Avoid it. Broadway and Northridge. Westera Credit Union is committed to helping people get their finances in shape by offering free financial checkups. They'll review your credit report and offer tips to help you save money, and you'll get a free Fitbit Flex. Get financially fit. Schedule your checkup today.
All right. So do we have Jenny on the line?
We do.
Hello, yes. Jenny.
Hello.
All right. So listen, the callers were pretty split. We had a bunch of people who called in who said that that the woman did it in their relationship. Others were like, no, stay more traditional. So we can't tell you. It's so split with our listeners. We can't tell you if what you did was right or wrong.
Why'd you do it in front of your friends? Was that kind of a...
I've been listening. I've been hearing these calls. And why did I do it in front of my friends? It just seemed like the joyous, right place to do it. And hey, at least I didn't send him flowers, okay? That is way more emasculating.
Well, don't take your anger out on us.
They had been together for 6 years and they had a kid. So that was kind of like just... An everyday thing for that lady.
There's got to be some sort of manly equivalent that is better than flowers. I'm just saying. At least I didn't, throw
send him bacon
on his face as I asked.
Yeah, you're kind of deflecting to some other people.
Deflect
here.
Much?
Yeah. Obviously, the issue here was doing it in front of friends because otherwise he wouldn't have used the word emasculated.
Yeah, you kind of put him on the spot.
So that's the lesson. And we have stated on this show for years and years and years. Everybody's listening. You don't have to take our opinion. Our advice is never propose in front of other people. It should just be.
What do I do now?
Make it better.
Is there an answer to that question?
Make it better.
You go to him and just say, "Look, my intention was admirable and honorable, and I wanted to, start a life of happiness together. If I made a mistake by doing it in front of friends, I apologize, but I sure love you just the same. And I hope you'll forgive me, and I hope we can work through this."
Yeah, the silent treatment has got to end.
And bring him a steak and wear a really low-cut V-cut like shirt, okay?
It can hurt.
It'll help.
No, I think Jeremy's onto something here.
Steak and V-neck.
And then invite your friends over so they could witness the apology.
The makeup sex, yes.
Maybe from outside, from the window. They're
like,
watch.
Yeah, come on and watch this.
Just periscope it so that everybody can watch
there you
online.
Go.
Listen.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Will you do us a favor and write back to us and let us know what happens out of all of this?
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, let's get a follow-up from you.
Good luck with everything.
Yeah. Appreciate
you. Guys. Love you.
Love you back. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Try to have a great day, I guess.
Oh, wow, how would you guys
you're gonna
feel?
Break up.
Come on, let's get to it. How would you guys
feel? I would not like it.
I would feel, look, I'm old-fashioned. I would
Me
be
too.
Like him. If it was in front of friends, I would be bothered. I wouldn't react the way he did. I wouldn't do silent treatment, storm around the house. But I would just say, that's not cool.
Right.
Not in front of friends. That's a private matter.
You wouldn't have said not in front of friends while the friends were there. You would have said, you would have acted like him and said yes.
I don't
and
know,
then...
because I'd be, but now I'm going to be on my toes, And I think the way I would handle it is I'd say, look, this is, and even in front of friends, I'd say, this is very flattering and sweet. Why don't we talk about this later? What do you do? Are you going to just
awkward
say yes
bomb.
Just to say
Put your
yes?
hand in her face?
What would you do, Jeremy?
I'd shove her down.
Break up.
I'm joking.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.